This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
The preparation of the estimates of revenue and expenditure. That's the second phase in the preparation of the budget. This preparatory or formulation stage in the budget is also supported by two other main legislation. One, the Fiscal Responsibility Act. And you may have all heard of the Fiscal Responsibility Act because it guides fiscal policy in Grenada. It stipulates expenditure rules and targets in the preparation of the budget. The Fiscal Responsibility Act stipulates, and this is expected to guide the preparation of the budget, particularly your detailed estimates of revenue and expenditure. It stipulates in terms of the expenditure rule that the growth in primary expenditure of the government and covered entities should not exceed 2% in real terms. The growth in primary expenditure of government and covered entities should not exceed 2% in real terms. So, primary expenditure here, so that when we're monitoring the operations, we know what we're looking for, means government total expenditure less its interest payments. That's your primary expenditure. We know central government, and we also have covered entities. These covered entities are normally your statutory bodies, and the Act gives details of the requirements for these statutory bodies that are to report. In terms of the real growth of 2%, the government is allowed for expenditure to grow by 2% plus, with 2% being real, plus the rate of inflation. Second rule, the wage bill should not exceed 9% of GDP. In terms of the target, a target of a primary balance of 3.5% of GDP must be maintained. And here, the primary balance is the government total overall balance less interest payments. And that should not exceed 3.5% of GDP. We also have the target for the debt. The total public sector debt should not exceed 55% of GDP. And these are the main targets under the Fiscal Responsibility Act. As most of us will be aware, the rules and targets under the Fiscal Responsibility Act was suspended. The suspension of the rule and targets require that on suspension, a recovery memorandum should be issued to see how we will return to adhering to the fiscal rules and targets. Since government policy is governed by the Fiscal Responsibility Act, in going forward, it will be important to know where are we and how we proceed in this environment with the Fiscal Responsibility Act. The other act that informs the budgetary process is the Debt Management Act. The Debt Management Act, as I said, provides the framework for contracting, evaluating, monitoring, and reporting on the public debt. It requires that the executive prepares an annual rolling debt management strategy. That debt management strategy is expected, according to the Public Finance Management Act, to be submitted to Parliament at least 2 months before the beginning of the fiscal year. So for this year, we would expect a debt management strategy by the 1st of November. The Debt Management Strategy is a comprehensive report that covers the total public sector debt. It tells you the composition of the debt in terms of who owns, whether it's government or statutory bodies. The currencies in which the debt is contracted, the maturity period, that's the length of repayment for the debt, the interest rate that they applied to the debt. So it gives you a whole structure of the debt. It also gives information on government's intention to borrow. It identifies the risk inherent in the debt. And you can have a number of risks associated with fluctuation in currency, risk associated with short maturity period of debt, risk associated with high interest rate. And the strategy will tell you how the government intends to proceed to reduce or eliminate the risk. And this is a comprehensive report which is available for stakeholders to review. The other item is the borrowing plan. The debt strategy has attached to it a borrowing plan. In addition, the Debt Management Act stipulates that a borrowing plan should be submitted to Parliament at the time of the presentation of the estimates of revenue and expenditure. What is this borrowing plan? The borrowing plan tells you how will government finance a deficit. In calculating the borrowing requirement, it takes the total inflows expected to the government in the fiscal year, it subtracts all the expenses, and if there is a gap, it tells you how that gap will be financed.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.